This is Leisha Holmes of Key Recruitment, and I'm delighted to be joined today by three very familiar faces who have come to see me in my office where Key Recruitment headquarters is based at Workplace from Manchester. So I'm joined today by Adrian, Louise and Jane. I'm going to be asking them individual questions so they can talk to you a little bit about their space and the advantages of co-shared spaces. So first and foremost, I'd like to welcome Jane to the conversation. And would you like to tell our listeners and your connections as well what Workplace is?
Well, thank you for inviting us to your office, Leisha, because you're normally coming into our office. We are three friends that 5 years ago started a business called Workplace, which is a shared office venue in central Manchester. We have an eclectic mix of different businesses that work with us, from recruitment, design, finance, a lot of different types of businesses that work with us, but also businesses that work with us in different ways. So we have some people who are individual sole workers who will come in once every now and again. We have other people that will join us once a week or twice a week, three times a week, or full time. So we have a real flexibility in the way that we work with different businesses and different people. People can just hot desk with us, which means you arrive, find a space, sit down, open your laptop and start work. You can have what we call a reserve desk, which is a permanent desk in the venue, or office space, just depending on what your business needs. Very many of our members have started off as one type of member and moved along different areas as their business has grown and as their needs change as well. We also have some great meeting space, so we welcome people in to hold meetings in Workplace with us as well. We are more than really a serviced office environment because it's our business and we work in it all the time. We're very, very close to all of our members. We have a really good relationship with everybody. And we do more than just provide an office space, we believe. We provide a support network, an ear, a social environment. We have great coffee. There's always something to nibble, like a biscuit or a cake Wednesday, or breakfast available in the morning. And we feel very, very close to our members. It isn't just a business to us. It's our life. And we really get to know the people that work with us to make sure that they feel that they're getting value for money out of their membership, but really a close connection out of that membership.
Oh, it's absolutely succinctly put, and I knew that it would bring shivers down my spine, that, because the one thing I'm really missing during this lockdown is just coming, walking into Workplace and saying hi to everybody, going to sit at our big desk, because we're hot desks, as you know, and just catching up with people and talking to people from all walks of life. But like you say, what we all share, a common goal, is that we're all very entrepreneurial and we all want to achieve a common goal. So, and you have created a family space, there's no question about that. So thank you for a wonderful introduction. And attached to this email, to this video, will be links to Workplace if anyone is interested in exploring this option for their business or themselves. I'd like to welcome Adrian to the conversation, and I'd like you to, if possible, just give an overview of what the benefits of having a hot desk, for example, a reserve desk, given the current challenges that we're in at the moment are, and also as we slowly come out of lockdown, why someone might consider moving from if the lease is coming to an end, or if they have been working from home, what are the benefits of having a hot desk or a reserve desk?
Thanks, Leisha. I think one of the huge things that Workplace has always said is flexibility. Our space is flexible for all types of members. So you can come and actually do work for a day if you wanted to. You could come and work for 5 days or full time, and you can take up dedicated space or offices. So I think people will need to grow their confidence coming back to work. And I think one of the key things is you can come into a space, still use us for so many days a week, and also still work at home. And I think it will be a huge benefit to people gaining benefit, getting back into the workplace, gaining their confidence, and starting to see that they can actually work and mix with others, obviously in a way where it is going to be different. It is going to be a normal environment that will be a different normality. And I think we can offer that. We're a private company. We're not a large corporate. So the three of us can change anything we need to change, so we can make space better. We can make sure there is social distancing in place. And people that have worked, I think, in larger companies or worked full time in the cities, I think now realize they can do a proportion of their work from home and they don't need to have committed full time space. So I think a lot of people will be looking for downsizing to a degree where they can have a good mix of meeting in a community and working with like-minded people, but also being able to have the flexibility of working from home. I also think people will want to get back together again. They will need to get together for meetings. And we need to look at that as a business, as how people can communicate via Zoom and Skype and the different forms of media that people can actually work together. And we've got space to do that. We've always had that. We've got Skype rooms. We've got private areas where our members can go and make calls and they can communicate to their other colleagues throughout the country, really. And I think the key is flexibility. On an office point of view, our offices start from 2 people up to 12. And I think there are people that will be seeing that their contracts will be ending in larger long-term leases, and they will want flexibility. We offer a 3-month lease on offices and a month-by-month basis, very much similar to a gym membership on a hot desking. And I think people need that. And I think people need to get back into a workplace, meet other people and see that life is going to come back to some sort of normality, gradually grow confidence and see that they can work together. And I think workplace is an ideal space for that, for people to start coming back together.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think the key word there is flexibility, because, you know, even myself, Shannon and Laura, we all have very different levels of membership, because obviously I'm in a lot more, for example, than Shannon and Laura, because they cover different areas of the country. So, as you know, I'm your greatest advocate when it comes to that. So I think that was very, very well put there. And thank you for joining us today, Adrian. I'd like to welcome Louise next. So with your experience, your vast experience of running a shared space and creating what can only be described as a family environment, it really feels like a genuine community of care. What can businesses who are watching this do to also create that level of community whilst we're still in lockdown, so that they feel connected to their employees and their customers?
Well, I think the community word that we've used a few times already today is a big thing here. We've seen that people are coming together as communities where they live now, and we've got to carry that through into your work environment. So staying in touch is a really big part of it, whether it's on Zoom call, or it's speaking to somebody, actually picking up the phone and speaking to them for about 5-10 minutes every day. It's just keeping that connection going. I know we do a lot of things, like we send out newsletters, we do Cake Wednesdays, we do breakfast once a month and things like that, which you can still carry that on into lockdown, but doing it differently. So you're doing it from your own homes, you know, it's sharing, but even though we're not together, and you've got to keep that connection with people. And that's you don't want people to feel isolated or to feel like they can't pick up the phone and speak to somebody if they're struggling with something and they're still working, or if they're not working and they've been furloughed. You want to still feel part of the team. And I think that's really important. That's what we work at workplace on a daily basis. It's all about bringing people together and feeling like you're walking into an environment where you everybody knows you and you know everyone, and it feels like you're at home. And you've got to continue doing that, but when you're in lockdown, it's still carrying those elements that you do on a work on a daily basis, but doing it in your home environment. It's just a different way of connecting, that's all, but you're still doing the basics.
Yeah, no, it's really, really good. And I think the one thing that I would say is that whenever a new member joins, you're absolutely brilliant at introducing them to everyone else. And there never feels this element of burden that, you know, you're going to have to buy this person's service or products. It's a genuine, collaborative, you know, very commercially discreet introduction, but where we build up a knowledge of each other. And I think it's what is one of the most special things about workplace, that's for sure. I'm going to bring Adrian back into the conversation now, and given that there's talk of, you know, there will have to be a traffic light system of ending the shutdown and looking at how, you know, smaller businesses and then large businesses can scale back up and bring people back into the environment, what on a practical level, what can businesses like yours and other offices do to get themselves ready for, you know, re-entry on a practical level? So, for example, what will you be doing to get workplace ready so it's safe whilst we're still having an element of social distancing?
It's something that Jane, Louise and myself have actually discussed at great length already, you know, why lockdown has been during lockdown. We always, as a business, as you know, Leisha, have kept the floor and our workplace incredibly clean, hygienic, and the facilities are there for members to take on board. And our staff and ourselves are very well trained in how we keep the floor and the space generally extremely clean. I think, you know, one of the key things for us is we are a privately owned business. It's the three of us. It's our business. So we can make changes. We can walk into that floor tomorrow and we can move furniture. We can put in guidelines, for example, in the kitchen, how many people are at the coffee machine, how many people are at the dishwasher, how many people are making a cup of tea. And that's a very simple system to put in. The three of us work in the business every day. So we are there to manage that and monitor that. And I think it's about making sure that people have distance where they want to, so they don't have to sit near people. And there's enough space on the floor to do that. There's enough areas where people can move away and make calls. We do have a number of private booths, as you know, that are completely screened. So people are private in that area, although they're in an open plan office. So they're not actually physically side by side to somebody else. Our meeting rooms are flexible. The furniture can be changed around. So you could go in there and five of you could hold a meeting and then hook up to Zoom, as we're doing now, and talk to perhaps another set of colleagues in another region. So you don't all have to come in and meet. So we do have those private spaces available. And I think, you know, it's everything really down to the door entry system. You don't have to touch anything. You zap to come into the door. You know, we will be now having anti-back wipes and sprays on the desks that people can use themselves, keyboard cleaners, things for their mouths so that they can actually keep everything clean. And we constantly are cleaning our own reception desk. We monitor things like the restrooms all the time. There is all anti-back hand washes and gels throughout the premises. And there was before lockdown, as you know, Leisha. And we've always anti-backed our cleaning staff and our team, always anti-back everything throughout the day. And we have a deep clean team coming in the evening when the property is closed. And they've deep cleaned through, ready for 8 o'clock start in the morning. And that's something really, Leisha, that's always been in place. There's no difference for us. So I think we don't need to feel awkward about that or what should we do now, because it's a natural thing. It happens all the time with us. And I think, you know, we have a community of like-minded members. We all respect each other's space. We always have done. And we always understand if people don't want us near them or around them, whether we've had this situation or not. And I think it's about respecting each other, working together, and being very clear and making some guidelines that don't feel like you are being told what to do, that you've got the choice, that you can do that, and keep to certain guidelines. And that's something we'll put in place straight away. And we're doing that all the time now anyway.
No, it's wonderful. And absolutely what you said there is that, you know, the mindset of like-minded people is really important. But, you know, you've always had anti-back as you walk in so that people can just do it. And that's a given, isn't it? When you go anywhere, when you go to the supermarket, even it's and the butchers. So it's been really insightful. And I hope that people have taken on board who are maybe running offices themselves, or if you're considering where you're going to put your team who are working remotely at the moment. I can obviously on a personal and professional level recommend Workplace. And we've hosted events at your place too. So if anyone's looking at, you know, getting events back together, then this is something to definitely signpost for future. So thank you so much for joining me, everybody.
Oh, thanks, Alicia.
I will look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. Yeah, bye. We do too. Bye.
Bye.